Hi there, this is Brianna, and today I want to chat a little bit about how time, commitment, and effort can make such a big difference in our lives. Of course, I'm going to tell you how that affects our skin, our overall beauty, and our glow, as well as how we feel inside physically and about ourselves. But I also want to share some insights into how this can affect you in your life with your personal relationships and your business as well. So many of my clients are female entrepreneurs, and I know you'll derive great benefit from listening to the little bits of tidbits and insights that I'm going to share with you today by somebody who I can't say enough great things about. This morning in his Insta stories, Jordan Gray, G-R-A-Y of Jordan Gray Consulting, had some really great points. They were regarding business, but I feel that they're so valuable in so many other aspects of our lives, and I wanted to share them with you. Now, if you don't know of Jordan Gray yet, here's a little bit about him. So, for the last 5 years, he has been a content creation machine. He's written over 500 articles, 8 books. He is all over the internet, and I've been following for the last few years, and I have derived such great value and benefit from the books and the articles of his that I've read. Now, he is a sex and relationship coach. However, he also talks a lot about your relationship with yourself and how to live a better life and how to run a business that you love and fits into your life as well. And so some of my favorite articles that you can find on his website, jordangrayconsulting.com, are the following. And just these titles alone, I think you'll see that there is such a depth of knowledge that he has to share, and every single thing that he provides is very actionable, and you leave that article feeling like the world is a better place. You can do this. You can get through. And there are easy peasy steps that you can take. Well, sometimes they're not all so easy, but you have some tips on how to make a difference in your life. And I think that's awesome. Not just his spin on particular topics, but he really wants to see people succeed in their lives. So some of my favorite articles that he's written recently are entitled, "The Hardest, Most Important Thing You'll Ever Do," "Why Successful Women Struggle in Love," "How to Develop Courage," "How to Overcome Depression Naturally," "7 Simple Tips to Beat Anxiety Naturally," "How to Recover from Burnout," "How to Get Better at Receiving Love," "7 Simple Rules for Authentic Happiness," "The 60-Day Radical Self-Care Challenge," and "How to Fully Release Difficult Emotions That Hold You Back." These are all awesome articles, and there's so much more that he has to offer. I recently had a business consultation with Jordan because I'm feeling so very much like I have so much to offer to this world, but balancing it between my one-on-one business, developing a skincare and product line, having a fulfilling personal life and relationship life, and experiencing burnout, I was looking at him as someone who shared so very much of his story, and I honestly feel like he's a brother from another mother. If I had a younger brother who was very self-expressed and much more self-actualized, I think he would be a lot like Jordan. And because I noticed similarities in how he experiences sensitivity in life, physically, emotionally, mentally, tangibly, how he shares a lot about how he interacts with the world and with people, I saw a lot of similarities in how I respond, some of the things that he did to beat burnout, depression, anxiety, and all of that. I saw a lot of similarities in myself. So this is a guy that I felt really comfortable with getting advice on, and knowing that he has created a business that he absolutely loves, and he's providing such great valuable content to the world, and he's doing it fairly with ease. He's still living a life that works for him, and is not grinding like so many of us do. So if that sort of thing interests you, I really think you should check him out. What I'm gonna do now is pause this segment, and I'm going to share his Insta stories. I have his permission, of course. I'm gonna share some of his Insta stories today that inspired this podcast, and then I'm gonna tie it back into how it not only affects how you're feeling in your life, but how you look in life, and kind of how you perceive the world in general, and I can't wait to share what he has to say. Okay, so I'm back and I'm about to start his Insta stories. He has quite a few back to back, about 2.5 minutes worth. I'm gonna get those started and then I'm gonna come back and we'll chat about them.
I have a little bit of a rant to go on today. I just had someone message me who has been building their own website, their blog, their personal brand for about 2.5 months, less than 3 months. And this person messaged me because they said they read my article, How to Make a Full-Time Income Off of Blogging 2017, which I released maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And they said, I've been blogging for like 2.5 months and the revenue isn't coming in and I'm thinking of quitting. And there's a big part of me just wants to say, okay, quit. Like, that's, go for it. If it takes you less than 100 days for you to give up on something that's supposedly your dreams, then maybe it's not your dream. Maybe you are meant to do something else with your life. And ultimately, the piece that actually bothers me about this is the supposed laziness or entitlement that this person is operating from. The world doesn't owe you anything. You are supposed to earn your own way and put in genuine effort if you want to see results. Anything worth having takes time. It takes genuine work to earn your way to the mountaintop of whether it's a business or an amazing relationship or even getting into the relationship. Things take effort. People often ask me how long it took me to become fully self-sustaining from my current business. And there's kind of two answers. The first answer is that from day one, I started because I just committed. I said, this is my job. I'm never gonna use a resume for the rest of my life. But really, it took about a year and a half to maybe 2 years to be making a really solid income to the level where I could pay rent anywhere and I didn't have to worry about going eating at restaurants when I was actually more comfortable. Long story short, if you have a dream that you believe is worth having, then it's worth working for. Don't be lazy, don't be entitled, actually put in the work, and you'll get where you need to go. And another thing, don't compare your day one to someone else's year five. I know a lot of people that start charging crazy prices right out of the gate when their business is brand new, and they haven't really earned their way to that position yet. They just do it because other people do. As of today, I charge $500 US an hour for my coaching. I didn't start there. I started at $97 an hour 5 years ago. And, you know, it just, law of supply and demand. I have over 1 million readers a month and I had to keep ratcheting up my prices. So long story long, allow yourself to be where you are. Don't pretend to be what you're not and put in the actual genuine effort it takes to get where you need to go.
All right, so that was Jordan Gray. And I think that most of you, if you are a fellow business owner, you will find great value in that, especially those of you who have been at it a long while. I know myself and my other friends and my clients who own businesses, we hear time and time again, oh, your own boss, that's great. Life must be so easy. Or I want to do that so I can do whatever I want. And those of us who've been at it a while, we know it is hard work. It's hard work. There's so much that goes into all of the things that mean you're going to have a successful business. And that's not visible. Not a lot of people see that. Not a lot of people know the sleepless nights and the great amount of effort that it takes initially to get to a place where we feel like a success. And just like Jordan said, you know, he used to charge $97 an hour. Now he charges $500 an hour. Well, over the last 5 years, he's written over 500 articles. He's done the work to get 1 million viewers a month on his blog. That took a lot of work. And I think a lot of people new to business don't see that. They just think, oh, well, there's all these successful people. I want to do that too. I've encountered plenty of people who are like, I want to start a cosmetics line. I totally want to do that. That would be so fun. And yes, it's super fun if that's your thing. But it's hard work. It's taken me 5 years. It's been over 5 years, and it's just now getting to the point where I can like officially launch it to the world. It's a lot of work and a lot of effort that goes into it. And I want to relate this back to not only just business and how he mentioned relationships and all of that, but I want to tie it back into our health and our well-being and how we work on correcting acne or melasma or slowing down the signs of aging and getting rid of wrinkles if that's what you want to do, because that's what people come to me for help with. And time and time and time again, people will say, I want skin like yours. Or they'll hear that I used to have acne and they'll think, awesome, you fixed it. Let's do that. How's next month? Can I be clear by next month? And while sometimes this can totally happen, if it is just a matter of you're using ingredients on your skin that are making you break out, and we get those ingredients off of your skin and we give you ingredients that really will help to calm down those breakouts, within a relatively short amount of time, easy fix, no more breakouts. Time and time and time I've seen this happen. We've removed mineral oil or petrolatum or petroleum from someone's home care regimen and their skin, they've had one deep cleansing treatment and their skin 6 weeks later looks amazing. But more often than not, there's more reasons going on to why you're breaking out, why you're struggling with pigmentation issues, and why you've aged as rapidly as you've aged, if that's your concern. And it's not often one quick fix, a magic bullet, a magic pill, one magic cream. It's not always easy. And while it can be, and I don't want to discourage anyone from taking better care of their health, taking better care of their skin, there's so much more that goes into it than that. And I want to share too, like just like Jordan said, it took him about a year and a half to 2 years to get to where he was making a full-time income that he felt comfortable with. So those of you that know that I used to have acne, it took me about a year and a half to 2 years to clear my acne up. I was an esthetician and I was doing all the right treatments, but I was treating my skin every week or two, and then I backed off to about every 3 or 4 weeks, but it was a lot of commitment for years and years and years to work on correcting my skin. And I was using all the right products, but I wasn't using the right makeup. And it took me about a year to figure out that the ingredients in my makeup were contributing tremendously to the breakouts I was experiencing. I also wasn't managing my diet as well as I should. I was eating junky food more often than I would like. I was having caffeine, which was messing with my adrenal glands, which was messing with my other hormones, which was messing with my skin. And so it wasn't until I put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and it took a while for my body to chill out and balance out and for my skin to say, oh, I see what we can do here. We can clear up, we can relax, and everything will be a-okay. There were multiple pieces of the puzzle. It wasn't just using a spot treatment and then having fabulous clear skin. I had to eat right. I had to drink more water. I had to focus on eliminating impurities from my body. And it was a total full body approach. There's always more time, energy, and effort that goes into getting the results that we want. But it's often when we put that time, effort, energy, and commitment into making real, long-lasting changes that we experience the best results. It may take us a while, and it may not seem simple, and it may not come as fast as we like. But I know for myself personally, when it came to clearing my skin, taking the necessary steps to balance my body to where I wasn't dependent on an acne cream or a spot treatment to make my pimples go away, when I really, while those things work and they're helpful, and I have those for my clients, and they really contribute to greater success, it's not until we get the diet and the hydration and the stress management under control that we see the most clearing and the best results and the longest lasting results, that it's not a quick temporary fix. I see time and time and time again, people will come to me and they'll say, hey, I was getting these skin treatments, I was using this cream and it helped for a little while, and then a few months later it all came back and it didn't work. They didn't know what they were doing, or this product is terrible. And more often than not, the things that we see externally that we don't love about our appearance, like pimples and excess oiliness and clogged pores and premature wrinkling, not necessarily wrinkles, we age, we mature, that's totally fine. But if you're young and you're seeing the signs of aging very, very quickly, or you have a tremendous amount of discoloration in your skin from a lifetime's worth of sun exposure, probably lots of sunburns and all of that. If these are things that are concerning you, knowing that it takes a while to get long-lasting results, and that more often than not, those quick fixes are only temporary. And when we make the changes in our lives that really provide the long-lasting, the real, the authentic results that will, you know, cause you to have the skin of your dreams and to really, really love how you look, it's going to help you love how you feel inside. And that, as you know, is what I feel is so important. That's what matters most. Use those breakouts as a barometer. When you get a pimple, don't necessarily think that it's all topical. Know that there's probably an imbalance inside, and that we're fortunate to be able to see these signs of imbalance, and that we then have the ability to make the proper choices in our lives that do take time, and they do take effort, and it does take commitment to make lifestyle changes that truly make positive, long-lasting, valuable change in our lives. But it's worth it, because we're not only clearing our skin, we're improving our overall health and well-being. And by doing that, you know, we feel better about our appearance right now, but we may be preventing illness down the road that could have come about from all those imbalances. So we're setting ourselves up for success for a lifetime, not just for that special event that you're trying to clear your skin up for, but really for the rest of your life. You're going to learn habits that make you feel better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be more vibrant. And these are the things that matter. Women that radiate, that are just so happy to be alive, that have tons and tons of energy, these are the most beautiful women out there, not the ones with the most perfect skin. People with perfectly clear skin, but who just feel absolutely terrible inside and have no energy to give anything to anyone in this world, you know, that's not who we want to be. We want to, yes, we want clear skin and we want to look our best, but what matters most is how we feel. And that takes some time and that takes some thought. And the client that I've worked with over the last just about 15 years that I've been an esthetician, the ones who have made the biggest changes in their skin, who have seen the best results, the most long-lasting results, myself included. I view myself as one of my biggest success stories because I had horrible acne. We are the ones who really focus on making better lifestyle choices, who take care of our overall well-being, who take care of our insides first. We look to that as the main source of correction and use products and treatments, topical, you know, serums and creams and a facial and a peel and a detox treatment here and there as kind of a helper to that. But really, we know that the real changes come from the inside, and we have so much power on our own in our lives to really not only look our best, but to feel our best. And that's what I want for you. And my clients who struggle with getting results, I mean, I get them results and their skin does clear a bit, but the ones who are constantly fighting new breakouts, the ones who are always refilling their emergency spot treatment and their blemish-free mask, these are the ones who I've talked to about their diet and their stress levels and their hormones, and who they've decided that it's just not for them. The clients who say they know every time they drink too much, their skin breaks out, but they're not giving up their happy hour or their Sunday fun day. Or the clients who know whenever they have dairy products, which, by the way, I see almost everyone who struggles with acne clear up when they eliminate dairy products, but the ones who know they're sensitive to it, but just cannot give it up, who flat out refuse. And sometimes they'll try and they just go back. And also, a side note, if you're wondering about this, there are morphine-like substances in casein, which is a component of dairy and cheese, and can make it very, very, very addicting. So the people who are just like, nope, I know I do better when I don't have these things, but I'm not giving them up, these are the ones that struggle with their skin. These are the ones who spend the most money on products. These are the ones who I see more frequently for treatments. The people struggling with sun damage or melasma, that patchy hormonal pigmentation that a lot of women can get. The ones who just, oops, I forgot to wear my sunscreen. Or, you know what, I like to be out in the sun. I like to be out in it and I hate wearing hats. The ones who have excuses are the ones who don't get the kind of clearing that I know that they're capable of. And that's okay. You know, I know that for me, I'm here to provide insights and I'm here to provide tools and I'm here to help. And it's up to every single one of us to make the choice what we want to do with the information that we learn. And back to Jordan Gray, I know when I had my business consultation with him, one of the things that he said to me that I thought was really very insightful was that we have to be bored enough. We have to get so bored of something to make a change. And it is so incredibly true. I feel that way. You have to be so sick and tired of feeling awful. You have to be so sick and tired of pimples. You have to be so just worn down by feeling like you don't look the way you want to look, or wondering, you know, why is your skin all splotchy, or going through concealer like it's your job. We have to get so bored of these things in order to say, you know what? Okay, I know I love my cheese and I know I love my cocktails, but maybe it's time to give them a little bit of a break. And maybe not forever, but maybe just for a little bit so things can clear. The people that I work with who refuse to change their diets or look into them at all or to drink more water, these are the ones that struggle with the most acne, the hardest time correcting pigmentation, and they also get sick a lot. They are often depressed, and while depression can come from a number of factors, you know, being imbalanced dietarily can affect it big time. And they also don't have much enthusiasm for life. It's a common thread and a common theme. And I've worked with, all day, every day, I work with women for almost 15 years on correcting their skin. And there's definitely a common thread and a common theme to not taking care of one's insides and then not liking the external manifestations of that, like brown spots on the skin and pimples on the skin and a dull, sallow, not really vibrant look. And that often comes with a not vibrant vibe too. And so, just like I said before, healthy skin starts from within. I want you to feel your best. And by feeling your best, by taking the steps that it takes to feel truly vibrant and truly well and truly healthy, you will radiate and it will be worth it. But that does take time and effort and energy. Just like Jordan said, everything worth having takes time, commitment, and effort, and it's true. We know this. We know this in life. We know this in our relationships. We know this in our business. It also applies to our skin. If you want to see those changes, you have to commit to it. And if you're not ready, that's okay. There's people like me in this world that are here for you when you are ready, but I want you to know you can do it. No matter what it is you want to achieve in this world, if whether it's starting a business, creating a cosmetics line, having clear skin, or just feeling better about yourself and not feeling so sick and tired all the time, you can do it. You just have to commit to it. And sometimes it isn't easy, but it's always worth it. So take care of yourself, know that you matter, and you are loved. So I want to leave you with this. Jordan recently published this on his website, and I thought it was amazing, and I shared it with a bunch of friends. So it is entitled, Here's to the Emotionally Strong Women. The women that have done their work, the women that know the value of self-love and self-care, the women that hold themselves and others to higher standards, the women that have felt grief and received the grief of their loved ones, the women who have turned towards their partners instead of away from them, the women that see through their partner's suffering and see the soul behind the pain. The women that are a shoulder to cry on and accept shoulders to cry on. I honor the abundance of shame and hurt that has been healed in the loving embrace of strong women. The trauma, the abuse, and the sorrow that has been compassionately held by strong women. I am grateful for every single tear that has ever been kissed away or let to dry on someone's face in the presence of a strong woman. And if you are a strong woman reading this, or hearing this, whether you became that way through retreats, sisterhood circles, talk-based therapy, self-help books, long nights with lots of tears, or any other number of hard-won strategies, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for having walked the path that you have. Because if you have done your work, the world around you has undoubtedly felt it. Your friends, family, city, culture, and society have all benefited from the way that you carry yourself. You are what's right with this world. The ripples of your self-reflection and intentionality are felt further than you can imagine. So thank you. for loving out loud, for not holding back, for feeling to the depths of your being. Thank you for being you. So, if that resonates with you, or if Jordan's Insta stories earlier about business resonate with you, go check him out. He is Jordan Gray, G-R-A-Y, at jordangrayconsulting.com. He's also Jordan Gray Consulting on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, you'll find all of his articles. Instagram, you will probably find him sharing sunsets of Vancouver, interesting nutritional concoctions he creates, as well as dancing around, which is kind of awesome and hilarious and very cool, and shows that he is more than just some guy trying to help the world to love better. I would highly, highly recommend you just go scour his website one day, and I'm sure you will find some things that are highly interesting, and I know I have. That list of articles that I shared earlier, they're fabulous, and they're just the tip of the iceberg on the insights he has into loving ourselves better, and I think he's great. So, that being said, if I can help you in any way, please don't hesitate to reach out. I would absolutely love to answer any of your skin concerns here on my podcast. You can, if you're following along on Anchor FM, just hit the call-in button and give me a call, and I would love to hear your question. If you're listening to this on my website or possibly on iTunes or Google Play, email me at support@briannathomas.com. That's B-R-E-A-N-N-A Thomas.com. In the subject line, put Ask Brianna, and then leave me your question, and I will try to get to as many questions as I possibly can. And like I mentioned in one of my other episodes, I'm no longer taking on new clients every so often, maybe once or twice a year. I open up my calendar for a new client consultation or a long distance consultation. If that's something that you would like, feel free to email me about that as well, and I can put you on the wait list and let you know when my schedule opens up for that. In the meantime, feel free to subscribe to this podcast, The Healthy Skin and Beauty Show. Subscribe to my email newsletter. I will be sharing soon some really helpful tips on everything you can do that has nothing to do with using products or getting skin treatments to not only make you look your best, but feel your best as well. And you can follow me on Instagram as well. I'm Healthy Skin Brianna. But I want to leave you with this. I know that you're amazing. I know I probably don't even know you, but I know that you're amazing because you merely exist, and I want you to remember that as well. No matter what you're going through in life, no matter the challenges that you have, you can make a difference in your life and that of others. It does take time, it does take effort, it does take commitment, but good things always do, and it's worth it. So take care of yourself, love yourself, remember that you matter.